Humanity's Morphing, InnerSpeak Message, May 31st, 2012. Having what you do causes you to think with the mind of a human. We, however, know the root of this dis-ease, this dilemma, is untrue to the source of one. In all things, there are ways to overcompensate for the rules and regulations of being in a body. This is what humanity now does as the body morphs back to the wholeness it never really left. The thoughts that dwell in the small mind of one are not ones that nurture the soul of all that is. Let these thoughts dissipate as soon as they arise. Of course, we are aware of the need for survival here on your earth, but you must be keenly aware of the fact that your thoughts make your world. Keeping thoughts suitably whole on body nurturing, on helping all humanity to recognize the wholeness that is already, serves one best. Survival issues of late will continue to crop up, but you must deal with them by knowing there is nothing outside the small mind of one. Each thought of separation holds an energy that must be dissipated with thoughts, actually knowing of the wholeness that already exists. This is the wholeness that always was and always will be, unchanged by any human experiment here on your earth. Times to move forward in thinking of solely one being are here. It is time for all those that relish in the energy of one to continually acknowledge that essence. You go before the others, seeming to be apart, and yet you know they are you in another unique form. The forms on earth always seem to change, but in the truth of all that is, they remain coalesced as one unchanging essence of love. The terms you use to note certain things in your world are often confusing to masses not yet in awareness of the truth of one. Love is the only necessary ingredient in this game plan to help all return to the lightness of being. Love is the energy that carries you through one life to the next, from one experience to the darkest of times, to help those left seemingly in the loss of conscious awareness of your oneness. For this time on earth is ending in a most unusual manner, not envisioned when the experiment began. All holding the love and light of one shall morph into totally new forms, as yet unseen in any world. We are with you as you go through this process, turning the philosopher's stone into gold.